Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs around 83 today under overcast skies. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 63. More clouds than sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 87. Temps above average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 90s. Thunderstorms both days. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Kansas Midway Denver News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Some local law enforcement agencies across the state of Kansas say they are assisting with the Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement, or ICE, agencies with partnerships under the voluntary 287G program. As KSNT News reports, the program does allow local and state law enforcement officials to help carry out immigration policy under the oversight of ICE. After the Kansas Bureau of Investigations, along with several different county sheriff's offices, did sign up under the program. According to the latest report, it shows that the participating agencies around the state included the Cowley County Sheriff's Office, the Finney County Sheriff's Office, Jackson County Sheriff's Office, Reno County, Rice, and Waubansie County Sheriff's Office, along with the KBI. Other pending agencies in the state include Anderson County, Ellis County, and Haskell County Sheriff's Offices. Many of the state agencies say they did sign up to try and monitor the I-70 corridor that they say leads to a greater influx of individuals going into county jail and monitoring drug and human trafficking on the highway.
Hey folks, this is Zach May, the general manager of the Mid-America Ag Network. I'd like to personally thank each and every one of you for your support over the years, and because of you, we've been the leading ag network for nearly 50 years. With coverage across the state of Kansas and into Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado, farmers have relied on us to deliver accurate agriculture reports, news, and sport. With spring here and summer right around the corner, more people are listening to the radio than ever, and we can help deliver your message. Feel free to reach out to me at 316-721-8484 to see what the Mid-America Ag Network can do for your business.
The front man. Three dynamic voices, 30 number one hits, 30 million records sold. The front man are coming to Newkirk Friday, June 27th. Country's hottest supergroup, the voices of Lone Star, Restless Heart, and Little Texas come together one night at Seven Clans First Council Casino in Newkirk. Tickets are on sale now at the Players Club, SevenClans.com, or TicketStorm.com. Don't miss the front men at Seven Clans First Council Casino in Newkirk.
The Tyson Food Company has officially shut down operations of their food production plant based out of Emporia, Kansas, after the announcement of the layoffs recently, with uncertainty on when or if it may open again. As according to the city manager for the city of Emporia, Trey Cocking, he did release a statement saying, quote, the plant is still owned by Tyson. At this time, I cannot comment on any potential future of the facility. Tyson Food Company did announce the major layoffs at the Emporia facility back in late of 2024, saying that the more than 800 positions at the plant were impacted, with the facility's plan to shut down operations as of February of this year, as the Kansas Department of Commerce did say that they would try to retain hundreds of workers past the closure date. But as of the end of February, only 19 out of the original workforce of 809 were still working at the facility. In other news, it was a bad day over the weekend for two cyclists after a loose trailer tire ended up slamming into two cyclists in Rawlins County on U.S. Highway 36, leaving both with serious injuries. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Sun, fun, and tires that keep up with your best adventures. Get ready for summer Michelin style. Now through June 17th, get up to $60 via reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission, with qualifying purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. See MichelinMan.com for details. Offer expires June 17, 2025. See your dealer for more details at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The University of Nebraska at Kearney and their College of Education has officially received an accreditation from the Council for the Accreditation of Educator Preparation at the federal level, reaffirming what they say is the quality and impact of their teacher education program and education graduate programs. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, that the announcement comes after their CAEP Accreditation Council's Spring 2025 review. In a statement from the UNK's College of Education, said, quote, the distinction reflects the strength of our faculty, our commitment of continuous improvement, and our dedication to producing graduates who are ready to thrive in today's diverse classrooms. They go on to say the CAEP accreditation confirms what we already know, that UNK is a leader in preparing Nebraska's next generation of teachers. The accreditation was based on evidence of the graduates that are competent, caring educators. and have the capacity to maintain and enhance program quality.
Everything's a little better when it's super. Heroes, markets, sized, and of course, checks. A super check gives you an in-depth review of your current insurance coverage with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, no matter who your insurance provider is. That's super cool. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent to make sure you're properly covered at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Some 500 bicyclists will continue a trek across Kansas today, departing Washington early this morning and then passing east through Marshall County, with an overnight stop tonight planned at Sabetha. Motorists are asked to be aware of bicycle traffic along U.S. 36 today. Marshall County Community Band Summer Concert Series continues Thursday evenings, 7:30 p.m. in the Kester House Gardens downtown. Free admission, lawn chairs are encouraged. Zero access handicap entrance on the west side, behind the commercial buildings on Broadway. Haxtell Harvesters have changed the time for their food distribution the second Friday each month, beginning in June, this Friday, 11 a.m. in Haxtell. One Marysville Retail Committee is hosting a Friday the 13th event with a number of local businesses participating and hosting in-store specials. Sam Wymore Days kick off Friday, with activities continuing Saturday. A flea market and vendor fair is planned at the Arbor State Park. The Friday night block party downtown runs 6 until 9 p.m. with carnival games, bounce houses, a mechanical bull, food trucks, and more. Little Tugger's tractor pull sign up Friday, 7 p.m. Kent Seabee's live at the doghouse at 9. Saturday pancake feed at the Wymore Community Building, 7:30 till 9. 5K, 1 mile, and kids run at 8. A parade downtown in Wymore Saturday at 10:30 with a chicken barbecue at McCandless Park at 11:30. Welsh Museum Schoolhouse and Railroad Museum in Wymore and the Johnson Cabin in Blue Springs will be open. Swim free at the pool from noon until 8, plus 3-on-3 basketball, cornhole, a garden tractor pull, scavenger hunt at 2. Sean Cole is live at 5 Saturday for a parking lot party at J&M Liquor and movies at dark with fireworks at Arbor State Park. Full schedule of events is on Facebook at Sam Wymore Days. The annual Washington County Rodeo is Friday and Saturday nights. The performances begin at 7 p.m. each evening at the Washington County Fairgrounds. Sixth annual Vermilion Car Show is Saturday. Cars, trucks, antique tractors, and motorcycles welcome. Registration 8 to 10 a.m. show runs 10 to 2. $30 entry fee with category winners and top 30 awards. Each entry gets a homemade pie. Seneca will host a second Saturday event, highlighted by the Museum Fest from 10 to 2. Seneca Museums will be open free, including the Pony Express, Fire Department, Military Museum, Historic Jail and Sheriff's Residence, and the Hand-Dug Well, with prize drawings for attendees. Victorian Games will be held at the former Masonic Temple from 10 to 2. Eisenhower, reenactor at the library at 10, and historic presentation by author Rosie Bossy is planned at 1. A historic scavenger hunt is planned, and then free live music downtown, 6 until 8:30 p.m. with Elliot Burns at 5th and Main. Lawn chairs are encouraged. Seneca Downtown Impact is also kicking off their summer passport program, which continues through September. Full details online at comeseeseneca.com.
The Washington County Rodeo is this weekend with many different events.
Washington County Pro Rodeo will be June 13th and 14th. Gates open at 5. Mutton busting starts at 6:30. Rodeo starts at 7. We have all sorts of events from bareback to saddle bronc to ranch bronc to tie down to team roping to breakaway roping to barrel racing to the main event of the rodeo, you know, the bull riding.
The rodeo will be held at the fairgrounds.
The Washington County Pro Rodeo will be held right here in Washington, Kansas, at the Washington County Fairgrounds. You'll just follow the flags and see all the vehicles and stock trailers. Anyways, the road will be right there in Washington.
There are different prices for tickets depending on when you buy.
Advance tickets for adults are $12, kids are $7. At the gate, adult tickets are $15. The child 7 to 12-year-old is going to be $10 at the gate. Kids 6 and under get in free.
There will be all sorts of entertainment at the rodeo.
Absolutely. There's going to be all sorts of entertainment. We're going to have a fan zone brought to you by Dragston Insurance. Justin Dragston was super generous and helped us put together this fan zone for a place for all the kids to come and get to take a picture and a clown barrel and meet our bullfighters and meet our funny man, Jason Farley, as well as Tyler Kijak, who's our stock contractor. Tyler was also the winner of the Ultimate Cowboy Showdown of Trace Adkins' reality TV show. So we have the fan zone. We're going to have food trucks and vendors all over. We got success stands. I got a cheesecake trailer, a lemonade trailer, and there's going to be all sorts of stuff for people to do and see while they're there.
There were some changes to the rodeo this year, and that couldn't have happened with some sponsors.
I want to say thanks to our sponsors. We had a lot of changes happen at the rodeo this year, and our sponsors have been super awesome and super supportive and generous. I want to give our two shout-out to our presenting sponsors, Hearst Machine Hydrostatic, as well as Lynn Post and Pipe. But I'm looking forward to seeing everyone June 13th, 14th, Washington County Pro Rodeo.
Dr. John M. Ryan, third. He had served as a physician in Marysville at CMH for more than 40 years. Funeral arrangements pending for Dr. John Ryan. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swiss steak, baby bakers, asparagus, and berry bliss. Tomorrow, chicken gravy with a biscuit, peas, and fresh fruit. KUNY News Time, 7:15.
There's no better place to work, play, and relax than the great outdoors. Spend your day connected with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. Join online meetings on the patio, stream your favorite playlist by the grill, or watch a movie under the stars. Enjoy an uninterrupted connection this summer without ever having to step indoors with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. To learn more, visit bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy skies today with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Then a slight chance for some scattered showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Slight chance for some rain on Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then some rain may continue throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Sunny on Saturday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, then partly cloudy throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Staying sunny throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower 90s, then a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms over Sunday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More rain showers are possible as we head into Monday with our highs in the lower to mid 90s. More rain showers possible throughout Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Tuesday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s, and more rain Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June 85, record high and even 100 degrees. The average low 66 and the record low 41. Sunset this evening 8:56, sunrise in the morning at 5:59. It's 62 degrees at KNDY. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 12th of June. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Halfway home. Can't lose now. Good morning. I'm Jay Reynolds. When the NBA Finals are tied 1-1, the winner of Game 3 wins the title 80% of the time. Pacers are now in that driver's seat after they pull out a 9-point win last night. 116-107 over the Thunder, taking a 2-1 series lead. OKC, heavy favorites in the series. 19 turnovers in the loss. Jalen Williams at 4.
They sucked. Just bad, unforced turnovers. So those usually hurt you.
Thunder now 4-4 on the road this postseason. Pacers with their 10th straight win following a loss. They're up 2-1 Game 4 tomorrow. Oilers and Panthers play Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight. Florida, a 2-1 series lead in that one. WNBA Minnesota Lynx fall to Seattle, their first loss of the season. Dallas still has one win. They're 1-10 after losing to the Mercury, although Paige Bueckers, 35 points in her return from concussion protocol. Baseball Giants with 4 in the 8th, 3 in the 9th. That did not bode well for Colorado, who suffered a seventh straight loss at home for the Giants. Seven straight wins, longest active win streak in baseball. Yankees double up the Royals 6-3. Aaron Judge with his 25th in the win. Mets shut out the Nationals 5-0. Brandon Nimmo, a pair of home runs. Speaking of home runs,
swung on and hit high in the air. Deep center field. Carter looking up, and it's gone. It's way gone. Into the Treasure Island home run deck. Byron Buxton does it again.
Treasure Island Baseball Network. Twins beat the Rangers 6-2. Byron Buxton's homer, 479 feet. Second longest in the majors this season. Buxton says that's big boy status. Dodgers get past the Padres 5-2 to win the series. Orioles rout the Tigers 10-1. Astros roll past the White Sox 10-2. Red Sox 4-3 over Tampa Bay. Angels 6-5 winners over the A's. Athletics have lost 14 straight games on the road.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the mountains or go pick up your dry cleaning?
RV wins!
Are we cleaning the gutters or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Are we getting a new passport or cruising up the coast?
RV wins!
Don't forget, you got that trip to Sweden coming up.
Oh, yeah, passport, then RV.
Yeah. With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, other insurers, not available in all states and situations.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Several new Chevy Silverado pickups awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including a pair of 1500 C71 Edition, a pair of 2500 HD1s, a Duramax diesel, and they have a new 2025 Silverado 1500 model work truck at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street now. Concern over tension in the Middle East drove down stocks Wednesday. The NASDAQ composite slipped 0.5%, while the S&P ended a three-day winning streak by giving up 0.25%. The Dow ended the day right where it started, at 42,866. An agreement to de-escalate the trade war between the U.S. and China still needs the approval of the two countries' leaders. The proposed pact would have China increasing its exports of rare earth minerals vital to many U.S. companies. A major supplier of health food and pharmaceuticals to Walmart and Whole Foods is trying to restock shelves after a cyber attack caused major disruptions this week. United Natural Foods is still trying to track down the source of that hack. And Shaquille O'Neal has agreed to pay $1.8 million to settle claims that he misled investors by promoting the now bankrupt crypto exchange FTX. The former NBA star and ubiquitous pitchman has admitted no wrongdoing as part of the settlement. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
At Marshall County Abstract and Title, we offer trusted title, abstract, and escrow services. This is Patty Hawley, and I'd like to help you with your next real estate transaction. Put my years of experience to work for you. Title, closing, and other services, including 1031 exchanges. Still committed to quality, committed to you. Marshall County Abstract and Title, 1110 Broadway, downtown Marysville.
In agriculture, weed control is a costly and time-consuming process. Upgrade your sprayer's efficiency with the newest PWM technology from Cottage Hill Ag Supply in Waterville. Pulse width modulation controls your sprayer's flow rate and pattern, providing better accuracy and coverage on weeds, while most importantly, saving you money on chemical. Covering more ground in less time means you can focus on growing your operation. So call Darren today at 785-363-6101. Don't miss out on smarter, more efficient spraying practices for years to come with a new PWM sprayer system from Cottage Hill Ag Supply, located south of Waterville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Good Thursday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the second to the last day of the trading week here in just a little bit. Taking a look at some of the numbers across the board from the closing day yesterday, the grains market did kind of start off a little strong, and then towards the end of the day did see those numbers dip into the red. Those are currently mixed. The seeds market, kind of the same story there. A lot of red, but still mixed up on the board. And the livestock market, despite it having a strong first 2 days of the trading week, those numbers evened back out and were mixed up there as well. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. In the corn market, July corn down 1¾ cents at 437 even. September corn down 0.25 cents at 425¼. Kansas City wheat for July down a penny at 526¼. September KC wheat up 0.25 cents at 540¼. In the oats market, July oats up 6¼ pennies at 376¼. September oats also in the green up 5¾ pennies at 377 even. In the bean market, July soybean down 7¼ pennies at 10.50½. August soybeans down 4 pennies at 10.45½. Soybean meal for July in the red down $1.70 at 294.20. August soybean meal down $1.60 at 297.80. Soybean oil for July in the green up 23 pennies at 48.02. August soybean oil also in the green up 23 at 48.19. In the canola market, July canola up $5.10 at 714.30. November canola up $2.70 at 693.90. In the cotton market, July cotton, they finished in the green up 5 cents at 65.47. And December cotton finished in the red down 6 cents at 67.65. We'll see how these markets shape up throughout the trading day today. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Lewin Burger in Waterville has dependable Simangus Cross bulls for sale. All black with a few black baldies, these feature good disposition and hybrid vigor with calving ease. Yearling bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. Call Lewin Burger today at Waterville, 785-268-0647.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. When it comes to farm safety, often clothing contamination is not at the top of the list of concerns. Project Manager for the Kansas Agriculture Safety and Health Program at K-State, Tawny Larson, gives reminders on which articles to not forget about.
We are contaminated with things as we work out in the field and work around our animals. And so we want to be aware of limiting cross-contamination. So mostly there's going to be gloves and maybe a mask or boots and coveralls and jackets and hats that you might put the same hat on every day. So those are items that we need to take some special care and think about washing them on a regular basis.
Larson describes how to launder clothing once it is dirty.
So if your clothing does get soiled and you feel like it's something that needs to not be spread, start off by wearing clean clothes if possible. And if you do get extremely soiled clothing, like change, take it off, you know, so you're not working around that and you're not spreading it amongst your animals and the other people that you're working with. You know, when you get back to home or to the shop, if you can remove that clothing and put them someplace where they can dry, and then just washing your hands really well. If you're doing laundry with soiled clothing, wear gloves or at least wash your hands. And using the hottest water that you can possibly use, a lot of agitation, not overloading the washing machine. So there's just a lot of water, a lot of rinsing, and a good detergent. Also, when it comes time to dry it, you can dry in the dryer in the house, but also if you can put it out in the sun, that just helps. The sun has a lot of great properties at decontamination.
Pesticides pose an additional health risk, even when it might not be seen on the clothing.
So this is a time of year, too, that a lot of people are out using pesticides, and we all know that they can pose a health risk if they get on your skin or inhaled. But we need to also think about, so how can we keep our clothing and our environment clean of the pesticides? If you are using pesticides that are granules, dust, or powder, shake the clothing outside. Don't forget about your pockets and your cuffs and that type of thing. And if it is like a spray pesticide, then just get them into the washing machine as soon as possible. And if you can remove your clothes outside or in the shop or whatever before, that's even better. And again, wash these clothes by themselves and not with your non-working clothes.
That was Project Manager for the Kansas Agriculture Safety and Health Program at K-State, Tawny Larson, detailing the importance of handling clothing properly. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're operating on the summer schedule with sales every other Thursday. And today's sale will highlight 20 bred 3 to 7 year old black Baldy cows, 4 to 6 months bred to black Angus bull, 23 bred black cows and heifers, 6 to 8 months bred black, 20 bred running age black cows, 9 months bred black Angus bull, 8 bred running age black cows, 3 to 6 months bred black. 1 crossbred cow-calf pair, a red Angus cow-calf pair. The calf is 2 weeks old. 3 black yearling virgin bulls, semen check, they have papers. And a 30-day-old black and white-faced steer calf-off cow. Also, 10 black steers and heifers weighing 3 to 600 pounds. 8 black steers at 5 to 6. 20 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 7. 13 Piedmont steers and heifers weighing 5 to 7. 3 black bulls and heifers 5 to 7. 18 black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 7. 15 black heifers weighing 800 pounds. 25 black steers 8 to 8 and a quarter. 60 black steers 875 to 9. 125 crossbred steers weight 75 to 9. 87 black steers 875 to 9 and a quarter. They're off brome. 60 crossbred steers, 9 to 9 and a quarter. 62 black and red steers, 9 to 9 and a quarter. 60 black steers weigh 9 to 9 and a quarter. Another 60 in that 9-9-50 range. 55 black steers, 950 to 1,000 pounds. 120 crossbred steers, 950 to 1,000 pounds. And 15 fed cows, 1,300 to 1,600 pounds. Sale day today and every other Thursday this summer at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 62 degrees this hour, cooler highs in the middle 80s, closer to seasonal highs today, then a warm-up trend back into the weekend.
We often say we sleep like a baby or take a cat nap, but the world's best sleepers are neither babies nor cats. We tell you who is on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, Weather Call could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 12th, the 163rd day of the year. Diarist Anne Frank was born on this day, and in 1987, Ronald Reagan delivered his Tear Down This Wall speech in Berlin. Your cat sleeps somewhere around 12 hours a day, but it's nowhere close to being the sleepiest animal on Earth. The snoozing champs are koala bears, who spend upwards of 20 hours a day in slumber, while the sloth and armadillo are close behind, each getting 19 to 20 hours of shut-eye each day. Hamsters, squirrels, and owl monkeys also spend more than half the day with the sandman. Which animals sleep the least? Elephants average a mere 2 hours per night. Horses get about 3 hours of downtime, and giraffes get between 15 and 30 minutes a day of deep sleep. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Big news for the state of Kansas after the NCAA officially announced the 2026 and 2027 Women's Basketball Invitation Tournament semifinals and finals will be played in the city of Wichita at Koch Arena. As KWCH News reports, the upcoming season will be the first time that the city of Wichita and the state of Kansas will be able to host the final three WBIT games, as the WBIT essentially took the place of the WNIT that was last played back in 2023, with teams across the state of Kansas say they are excited for the opportunity.
We love basketball here in Wichita. We love women's sports here. And so for us to be able to just add another event and to actually be able to host an event here on campus, I think it's just huge for our program and for the whole community of Wichita.
That was Terry Nooner, the Wichita State University women's head coach, on KWCH News. The games will be broadcast on ESPN platforms on March 30th and April 1st of 2026.
Relive every exciting moment of the Division II 8-Man All-Star Game from Beloit by checking out the KNDY Sports Rewind, available at sunflowerstateradio.com and on Facebook. From the Frankfurt trio of Lane Loizzo, Carter Olson, and Trent Hardin, the reigning state champs Axel Eagles with Dalton Heinen, Rylan Bussing, and Eli Brockschmidt, for Blue Valley's Landon Sump, listen back to your favorite player or team by checking out sunflowerstateradio.com, clicking on the Sports tab, then KNDY Sports Rewind.
KNDY.